You're holding Daf Tzei Zayin Amar Aleph on top. We start just to the bottom part of the Mishnah again. The last few lines on Daf Tzei Vavim Bey was that the Mishnah says again, we're talking about Yayin, that where do you bring the wine, where do you get the grapes to make the Nesachim from? Last part was Lohoyu Koinsin Noisoi Bechatzofim Gedolim. They would not store them, the wine, in the big barrels, but rather Ela Bechovius Ketanus, only in small barrels. And the reason is because the wine that's found in big barrels, the time, the taste, gets ruined, becomes bad. And the Ein, even the small barrel, they would not fill it up to the top with wine, but rather leave some space, some air in the barrel, that the reyach of the smell of the wine should still be able to stay inside. Now, Ein Mevia Leimi Piho, we do not take the wine, the top wine, on the top of the barrel, b'fnei ha-kemochim. Kemochim means like some white dust on top of the wine, and the daim with the chemist, the flour, that's why it's called kemochim. That spoiled part of the wine, we do not use the top part of the barrel of wine. V'loim mishaleh, we do not use the bottom portion of the wine, b'fnei ha-shemorim, because of the sediments that's on the bottom, it's also not such good wine. Ela mevi mishlisho u'miemtso. Some first learn it means mamish in the middle of the barrel. From the middle of the middle third, mamish in the middle of the barrel, that's the place where to bring the wine. That's the best wine we have. Now the Mishnah ends off to say, Ketzad hu boidik, how do you check out this wine to make sure that it does not come from the top or from the bottom of the barrel? So ha-gizbo yoshev yakona biyodai. The gizbo is sitting and he has a stick in his hand, like to measure, and he was ruggled to know how much wine is in the barrel. Zorak es hagid, vikish bakona. Now, exactly what does Zorak es hagid mean? Some said the wine starts to come forth, and he sees some bad things in the wine, so hikish, then he would hit the corner as if to say, stop, you cannot use any more wine from this barrel. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yudhuaymer, Yayin Shaola by Kamochim Postal. You have wine that the white on top of the wine, like the white flour was saying, the white pieces come into the wine and makes the wine posel. Shenemar, the posel says, Tamimim Yilochem Umin Chosim. And also, Tamimim Yilochem Viniskeim, that the wine has to be tum complete, nothing else, no white dust inside the wine. In other words, both the Menachis and the Nesachim both have to be pure, not to have any pselus inside them. Therefore, if you have some kemochim inside the yayin, that makes the wine a posel. Now the Gemara says, "Ein mevi'in le'mosuk, can bring sweet wine for the menachas. V'loy mevushel, or else not cooked wine. V'loy mushan, and not smoked wine. V'yimhevi posel, if you bring this type of wine for the menachas, it's posel. I v'oketoni reisha says mereisha, ein mevi'in esa listoin. Heavy kosher, you should not bring this listern, but if you bring it, still it's kosher. And the question is, the salistern, those were the grapes that on top of the tree that the sun baked on them and made them sweet. So the chur psu was with sweet wine. And there it says in heavy it's kosher by the evid. And here we're saying now, if you bring yayin musik, it's possible even by the evid. Some ravina said like this, korach v'toni, you should put them both together. That ein mevin, Rash says, it means ein mevin a listern. Ulefi she mevi'in le mosuk, and if I meet vigorsa together, and there should be one aloha that's like it's all possible. Ravashi says no. Chul yudishim she le mois. If the grapes became sweet because of the sun, like it's on top of the tree that someone's baking down on it, le mois, that does not make it so bad, and therefore b'dievet it's kosher. But chul yudepeiri mois. Meaning, if just the pre itself was sweet, that the wine that comes out of it by itself was sweet, that's moyis, that's not so good, that's a psul for the menachas, for the nesachim. Then it says, emevi in yoshin, you cannot bring old wine. Dibur Rebbe, these are the words of Rebbe. The chom machin, chom say, no, you're allowed to bring old wine, still called yayin. So Mor says, Omer chiski says, my time with Rebbe, what's the reason of Rebbe? Omer Kwa, the posik says, la keves yayin. Supposed to bring a keves, and then bring yayin, that's in the sochim for the keves. Say, Dashin, Zma keves ben shenosoi. Just like the keves that you bring, it's always called only 1 year old. So, af yayin also ben shenosoi, then when you bring wine, it also has to be only 1 year old wine.
Tzmor says, and not older. Ima kevis, what type of kevis? Ben shtei shon apostle. A kevis if it's 2 years old, it's like a apostle. So maybe af yayin ben shtei shon apostle. Maybe if you're being wine, 2 years old wine, maybe it's also its apostle. Tzmor says, v'chitain, if you want to tell me, ochanam, it's like a true. I've a tiny learned. Yayin ben shtei shonim lo yavi pimhevi kosher. If you have wine 2 years old, but chachilu do not bring it. If you do bring it, but the evidence kosher. So where it says man shama who we hear from the yomid that says lo yavi should not bring it. Rabbi's the one that says do not bring it. Or commonly says clearly though pimhevi kosher. If he does bring it, still it's kosher. So you see a 2 year old is still kosher. So where it says elo amar rova hang the time with the rabbi. What Rabbi's reasoning is that he says yayin yoshin is possible. The chassid pasuk says. So does it not look at wine when it's red? It means to say when it's fresh wine the first year, that's the best, that's the choicest type of wine. So like a chilu used wine of 1 year old. After it's 1 year old, then it's not look at chilu anymore. That's Pshan Nevi, but then Echnami, it's not possible, but the evidence still kosher. Then the Mishnah says, they mevi and lemon had dolly ice, you can't bring from grapes that hang over on poles. Turn one like this. Kromin, but rather you have to have grapes that are lying down on the floor. So it says, turn one like this. Kromim huavudim pamayim bashon. It has to be from a field that you work over the field twice a year. Now that the Mishnah says, mina kromim huavudim, the vines that are worked over means twice a year. It means you have to dig around them, around the roots of the gefanim to make them grow well. So that you have to do at least twice a year. Moses says that Rav Yosef Hevele Kano de Padisa, he had like a piece of land that the Rofik Beitvei, he used to plow a lot of times on it, dig around a lot. And the Ovid, the Rofik Beitvei Rivki, did more than he's supposed to. An extra amount of plowing around it. And therefore, the Ovid Chamrud produced such good wine, the Dori Maya Chachrein, that you have to mamish use twice the amount of water to make this wine drinkable. That's how strong and good the wine was. Now it says the Mishnah, they did not put the wine into large baskets, large barrels. Tony will learn, Chavyis, Keduyis, Ludiyis, Ubeninis, and Menichanoison, Shtayim, Shtayim, Melachasachas. So Kitsa, the Bryce explains what type of barrels you put it in. Again, Tony, Chavyis, Keduyis, Ludiyis, Ubeninis. Is this type of a pitcher-shaped Ludian vessel, a middle type, that's the type that you used to put the wine in. Now, ein manich nois and shtayim, shtayim alachas achas. You should not put away in twos, but rather put them away singly. In other words, don't store them next to one another. In case one barrel of the wine becomes sour, the other one will not become ruined from it. So store them away singly. Now it says, Ketzad Boydik, how does the Gizba check out the wine? Yoshev, he sits down to the corner of Yod, he has stick in his hand. Zora Kagir, the wine thrushes through. Then Hikish Bakona, then he like hits on the barrel as if to say, do not use this wine is no good. Tony, we learned Zora Kagir Shal Shemorim, meaning to say that the thrust of wine came through which had Shemorim inside it. So Gizber Hikish Bakona, the Gizber only hit with the stick as if to say, this wine now is bad, do not use any more of it for the Nesachim. Why don't you just stay out? Stop using the wine. How come you had a hit from it? Sumer says, Messiah the Rabbi Yechon, right to Rabbi Yechonon. The Yom Rabbi Yechonon says, Kishem Shadiba Yofel, Ibsam the same way that Dibur is good for Ibsamim, as you know, Kach Dibur Rala Yayin, the same way Dibur is bad for wine. So therefore, it's no good to talk to the wine. Therefore, rather, we just hit it, as if to say, do not use any more of this wine. Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yudu Aymer, that yesh by kumachim posel, wine that has kumachim in it, this white dust on top is posel. Boy Rabbi Yechonon, hekadeshu again, let's say you mark this type of wine that has the kumachim on top of it, so ma'ashu you call of mishum balmum, a yerovulav of a balmum, kivun the posel, since this wine is posel, nechman mika balmum, it has nothing like a balmum, or do we maybe know, ein balmum elam behemo, there's only psul of balmum by behemo, not by yain, teiku, it's a shayla. Tony Rabbanu, look like this. Elim mimoyev kvosim mechevron. Like this was the best place where to bring these type of animals. So again, Elim, the place to get rams are from Moyev. Kvosim, to get lambs, that's from Mechevron. Agolim, small calves, Mishorim. Goizlois, birds, Mehar HaMelech. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Mevien, Kvosim, you should bring these type of lambs, Shegabeyim, Kerochvom. Their height is the same as their width. Omar Rava bar Rav Shelo. My time with Rav Yehuda. What's the reason of Rav Yehuda? The Siddur Pasuk says, Yira mekenecha b'yemu kar nachiv. So it should be kar nachiv, means it should be broad lambs. So the lamb itself should be broad. Ksiv it says, al choy mesayich Yerushalayim yifkarati, shemrim kol ha-yem v'chol ha-layla. Tomid lo yichosho ha-maskirim es Hashem, ha-domi lechem. But there will always be watches over the Chomisayach, the walls of Yerushalayim, day and night, and they should always be thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They should not rest. So the Gemara says, my army, what do they say? Hochi Yom Rovo Bar Rav Shela. Atos Sokim Terachim Tzion. You should stand up now and have Rachmonis against Yerushalayim. That's what the Shem should say, the Mithal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar, Boimi Yerushalayim Hashem. They should build up Yerushalayim. When Mikorim Ahevi, before, when they used to have the Beis Hamikdash, what do they say then? Amri Amarovo Baruch Shelo Kibor Hashem Betzion Evil Amoshev Lo. This is the place that Kosh Baruch would choose. This is the place where he desires to live. That's what they used to say before. But now after the Churban Abayis, they used to like to say Tefilas and Espalol that Hashem should be Machzer a Binyan Yerushalayim. Hajin Alecho Kol Kabbonas Atziba. Yeah. Now to Nuperek. Mishnah says, Shtei Midois Shel Yovosh Hoye B'Migdash. In the base of Migdash, you used to have two different measuring cups to measure dry things, and to measure out the flour. It was a Nisorin, V'chatzi Yisorin. We'll soon see the purpose why it needed them. Usually a Mincha was made out of a Nisorin, a flour, and also you had to have a Chatzi Yisorin for the Chaviti Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Meir Amar, Rabbi Meir Shita was Yisorin, Yisorin, V'chatzi Yisorin. He holds there were two measuring cups of an Isorin and one of a Chatzi Isorin. Now, Isorin Mohayim Mishamish, what was the purpose to have a measuring cup of an Isorin? Sheboi Hoyu Moidid Lechol HaMenochos. A regular Menocha, the usual measurement for Mincha, how much flour was an Isorin of flour? It's used to measure off an Isorin worth of flour Lechol HaMenochos. Now, Loi Hoyu Moidid Loi Bishloish Lepar, you bring a par. So the Nesachim, the Mincha for the par, is made from three Yisroinus. And they did not have a separate kli to measure off three Yisroinus. The same thing, B'loi B'shel Shnayim L'ayil. They did not have a separate measuring cup of two Yisroinim for an ayil. An ayil or ram had to have two Yisroinim. Ela rather, Moedadin Yisroinus used to measure off with the one Yisroin in this cup. If you needed two, they measured off twice. If you need three, they measured three. Now, Chatzi Yisorin Mahoy Yemeshamish, what was the purpose to have another measuring cup of a Chatzi Yisorin? So Mishnah says, Sheboyhoy Yemoydid Chavita Kohen Gadol. They used to measure off the Chavitim that a Kohen Gadol used to bring, which we know he used to have to bring an Yisorin from his house in the morning, a flour, and then it was divided in half, and Machza Bavoyka, half of the Yisorin was brought in the morning for the Mincha in the morning, Umachza Ben Habayim, and the other half was brought in the afternoon. So the kids, you have to measure off his Yisorin into two parts, into a Chatzi Yisorin, so they had a separate kli to measure off a Chatzi Yisorin. Now the Gemara says, Tani, we don't like this. Hoi Rabbi Meir Oimer, Ma Tamulem, what does the Pasuk say? Yisorin, Yisorin, la keves o echod. That for one keves, you have to have two Yisorinim. So Malam, it comes to teach us, Sheshtei Yisorinus hoi b'migdash. There were two different kelim, two different measuring cups, each one of an Yisorin in the base of Migdash. If so, what do you have to have two for? What was special about each one? Samar explains, yes. Echad Godush v'yechad Mochuk. One was measured to have an Yisorin. Godush means used to pile up on top. And one was Mochuk means used to have to flatten it down on top. And that's the way you would have an Yisorin. So what's the purpose to have two? Godush shebohoy yumoydeh chol ha-menochus. Mashmu is easier that way. Just to pour the bunch of flour over this cup, and it would pile up on top, and when the pile finishes on top, that's called an Isorin. That's the way you used to measure off regular menachas. is so bad you have to have a separate kli. Mashman was much deeper than in that kli. The yisurin was fit completely inside the kli. You have to smooth it down on top.
That's where they would measure the yisurin for a chavitim of a kohen gadol. The kohen gadol used to have to bring every morning in yisurin a flower from his house. Now if he bring it from a godish was piled up, while he was moving it, it would fall over. Therefore, it's much easier to have it mochuk, that the pile is smoothed down, and then you could divide it in half, it would be much easier. So that's where Meir Shita, but there was two Esrenim in the Beis HaMikdash. However, the Chomer and the Chomer say no, there's only one measuring cup of an Yisorin. Shinemar the Pasuk says, V'Yisorin Echad la Keves al Echad. There's only one Yisorin for the Keves. And came if so, Ma Tamad Loimi Yisorin Yisorin, according to Rabbanan. Why does it say in the other Pasuk Yisorin Yisorin two times? So Mar Sev, the Rabbah is Chatzi Yisorin. That's to teach us that there was a second measuring cup, a Chatzi Yisorin. Like the Tanakhama holds, there was two measuring cups of a Dover Yavish. There was a Nisorin and a Chatzi Yisorin. For Rabbi Meir, Chatzi Yisorin Minol, it has remained, not that you have to have a Chatzi Yisorin. So Mar Sev, Nafgalei, Mevi Yisorin from the Vav, from the Yisorin. For Rabbanan, I'll tell you, Vav Le Dash, you don't dash in the Vav. For Rabbi Meir, Hai Vi Yisorin, Echod la keves, ho echod mayavale. What does he do with this pasuk? According to a maid, there was two esrenim. So what does the pasuk say now? There was only one esrenim. So Mar says, or who shla yimdoid loy bishel shloisha lepar for loy bishel shnayin liayil? That if you have, you need three esrenim for a par. There's not one big cup to measure off three, but rather you have to use an esrenim echod. You have to use the one esrenim and use it three times. For Rabban, how do they know this? Nafkalei minakuda, there's a dot in the vav. The tiny we learned. Amar Rabbi Yosi, lama nokud vav shebiemtze yisorin. How come the word yisorin in the vav there's a dot there? Lama nokud vav shebiemtze yisorin shel yisorin. Rishon shel yomtiv harishon shechag. In the first day of Sukkot, it talks about the kabbonis there. It says a vav, an extra dot in the vav. So come to teach us. That's the drasha. That's how it comes to teach us. There was not a special measuring cup of three and two, but rather there was only one measuring cup of one, and they used it two or three times. For Rabbi Meir, that he needs a special pasuk for this. Yisorin echad wasn't there enough in the nakud. The answer is nakud ladar. She doesn't dash this from the nakud, the dot in the vav. He doesn't make the drasha. But the rabbanan say yes. The dot is a miyut. It's a mayat. Do not have an extra measuring cup of three, but rather just pour it, just rather make it one time, do it three times, use the one cup for three times. Then it says, Chatzi Sorin Mahayim Mishamish. Mishy asks a question. What do you have to have the measuring cup of a Chatzi Sorin for? What do they use it for? So Mishnah says, Shabohoyim Maidid Lachavite Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol used to measure off a half for Baboiker, Umachza ben Habayim. So Mar says, Moideh, is it true that he had to measure it off? Or Minu, have a question. It says that Chavite Kohen Gadol, Leho Yeboin Chatzoyin, he did not bring half of an Isorin in the morning. Ela rather, the Kohen Gadol used to bring every single day, Ela Mevi Isorin Shalom. He used to bring one complete Isorin in the morning. And the Chatzayim, and after he brought into the Beis Hamikdash there, they were divided in half, to use half in the morning, and half in the afternoon. So where it says, Amar Rav Sheshes, my Moedid, the name of the Tanya, what it means to say Moedid here, it means Mechalek and Echnami. After they measured off in the big Yisorin, then they were divided in half. So divided in half means you'd pour out half into this other Kli, the Chatzi Yisorin, and that's the way they used to do, divide it. Now the Gemara says, "Boy, minay Rami Bachom Amir Rav Chizda." That Rami Bachom asked a question from Rav Chizda. What's going to be Chatzi Yisorin Rabbi Meir? According to Rabbi Meir, that they used to have a special kli for the Chatzi Yisorin in the Tanakham also. But according to Rabbi Meir Sheet, that he holds by the Yisorin, there were two different types of kelim. One was Gedusha, and one was Mochuk. So the question is, this one kli of the Chatzi Yisorin, how was it made? Chatzi Yisorin Rabbi Meir Godesh Hoya, was it that the way you measured the Chatzi Yisorin was with the piling on top? Or Mochuk Hoyeros, no, it was the way you measure it, smooth out. So that's the shayla, this Chatzi Yisorin, how was it made? was it made that there was enough flour to go inside it that you just smooth it down on top. That's called mochuk. That was the chatisaron. Or no, the inside was not enough. It was only with the piling on top of it that you had a chatisaron. So Mori asked the question, you could ask the same question according to the rabbonin. Even though they only had one isaron, but they had a chatisaron. So Shalom is, how is the measuring of a chatisaron? So Mori says, true. But le rabbonin isaron gufukom mi boilu. According to Rabbanu, you could ask the question, they hold there was only one Isoran. How was that Isoran measured? Godish Hoya or Mochuk Hoya? The Isoran itself, was it a Godish that you only measured it with its pile on top? Or was it Mochuk? No, you measured it by smoothing it down on top. So Amalai, they said back to him like this, Midi Rab Meya Nishmal Rabbi Meya, or Midi Rab Meya Nishmal Rabbanu Enechnami. From Rab Meya, you could hear what Rab Meya holds. And once you know what Rav Meir holds, you'll also know what Rabbanan holds. The what? Midiyam Rav Meir. Since Rav Meir says, Isoran mochuk chatzi isoran nami mochuk. Since Rav Meir holds that the isoran was mochuk, so Mela comes out that the chatzi isoran was also mochuk. If so, midi Rabbi Meir mochuk, the Rabbanan nami mochuk, and Christ Rabbanan and Echlam would also be mochuk. In other words, like we explained before, according to Rav Meir, the reason why there were two Isranis, the Gedusha, that was for a regular mincha, and but the Kohen Gadol was mochuk. So you see, according to Rav Meir, the Isran itself was a mochuk. Why we say? Because it's easier to pour off to make it into half. So Pshita was, and the same thing was by the Chatti Isran also, was also mochuk. So Melhu, then according to Rabban and Shita also, how was the Chatti Isran made? It was made mochuk, that you can measure it off, smoothing it down on top. Now the Gemara says, Boy, minei romi b'achomim erav chizdo. It's a question like this. Chavite kohen gadol b'ma mechalkon l'chalis. The chavite kohen gadol, again, used to bring a complete isoron of flour in the morning. He would divide it in half, and half use half of the isoron in the morning. Now out of that half of an isoron of flour, we'd have to make six chalis. Because together the kohen gadol brought 12 chalis each day, six and six. So how do we divide up this half of an isoron of dough into six chalas? Biyad, did he use his hands to divide it? No, is he just estimated it? Or the kli, or no, did he have to have a measuring cup like a weight, a scale, to measure it off? So Mar says, pshit it simple, the biyad, that he used to measure it off just with his hands, estimate it. Di b'kli, because if he used to have a scale to weigh it off in a kli, turutin yachnis, is it nice to bring a scale into the Beis HaMikdash? It's not mistaken, they used to have a scale there. So Mor says, why not for Yachnis? Why not bring a scale in if you have to measure it off to know exactly how much dough should be for each challah? So Mor says, no. Kivun the Beklola Ksiv. Since it's said by the Klola, therefore, Lav Urcha Arya, it's not nice to bring them to the Beis HaMikdash. Like the Pasuk says, Ve'eshivu Lachmechem B'mishkal. You're going to have so little scarce of flour, you're going to have to measure it off. So the measuring off of flour is like a kolola. Therefore, it's not nice to bring it into the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, it's not mustava to use the scale, rather only the hands. That's from the chatzi soron of the flour. They would measure off six pieces like to make the six chalas. The other one says, Boi minei romi b'achom v'rav chizdo shulchan, the shulchan and the mishkan on the Beis HaMikdash. Ma'o she'kadish kumotzim the goydish shaloi. If you have the kmitz of a mincha, can you put it like on the top part of the shulchan, the goydish shaloi? Means not on the in part of the shulchan, but goydish shaloi means like we said, when you pile it up on top, it comes all the way on top. There's above the opening of the shulchan, above the shulchan, would it be mekadish to kumotzim shaloi? Mid mekadish lechem. One svara, since the shulchan is mekadish to lechem, and the lechem goes on top of the shulchan, is kumotzim nami mekadish? So what then the shulchan will be mekadosh to kumotzim that goes on top of it? Or Dilma maybe know the chozle mekadosh, only what's fit is a mekadosh. But le chozle mekadosh, what's not fit is not mekadosh. That's the shailah. Is the shulchan mekadosh to lechem or not? So that's the other shot. That is no. Dilma maybe know the chozle mekadosh, only what's fit to be on the shulchan is the shulchan mekadosh it. But le chozle, something like the kumotzim, a kmitza of a mincha, is not fit to go on the shulchan, maybe le mekadosh, maybe the shulchan is not mekadosh it. Omalesa said back to him, yes, ain't a mekadish. That the shulchan is not a mekadish, a kmitza of a mincha. Since that's not the place we're supposed to put the kmitza. It goes into a klisho, it's not on top of the shulchan.
It's not that way. Vom Reb Yechanan ledivri yomer tivchayim umachta, that the lechem was too tfachim umachta, so Kofov used to fold it over. Nimtza comes out that Shulcha Mekadesh Chamish Yosa Tefach Lamala would be 15 tfachim above, because each side was 6 high, and each one was 2.5, so 6 times, so it used to be 15 tfachim high above the Shulchan that was still Mekadesh Lechem. And a divrei yomer tivchayim, but no, the lechem was only 2 tefachim tall. If kaiful, after you fold it over, was 2. Nimtza comes out shulchan mekadosh yud beis tefach. There's mekadosh 12 tefachim above lamala, because there were 6 lechems piled up, and each one was 2 tefachim, was 12 tefachim above the shulchan. So you see, the shulchan is mekadosh what's above it. Or Malay again, he says, ain mekadosh the korv. It's not mekadosh to be makrivit to put on the mizbeach, because there's no hakrova for the lechem. Av mekadosh lifsol, it's only mekadoshit to make it possible. Mean if you don't eat it after you take it off, I'll have a psul, either yotzil have a psul on it, or psulina would be on it. So chulakashu the diik is, because it says loshen over here that the shulchan is mekadosh chamisa sarat fochim lemala. So Kolim Rashi says shekidish shel shulchan oil oila chamisa tvochim, whatever it's mekadosh. But in the Kaddish cold over, ben lechem ben kemotzim, much anything you put within 15 tefachim on top of the shulchan receives kedusha. Sadly, you say it's not kaddish. So the answer is echnaim. It's not mekadosh shitli korev. It's not enough to give a kedusha saguf to put it on the mizbeach. It's only mekadosh enough that has a psul, whether it be yaitse, whether psulina, psulim ubichal. But really, the korev, it's not enough for the kemotzim that you have to be makav on the mizbeach. That you have to have more. That you have to have on the klisharis, not just on top of the shulchan. Now the Mishnah says, Sheva midas shalach, to measure off liquid, there were 7 midas, 7 different measuring cups, saw you, b'midash. Hin, there was a hin, that was yud beis lugin, then a chatzi hin, or shlishas hin, or revias hin, lug, v'chatzi lug, or revias lug. These were the 7 different measurements. Reb Leza, Reb Tzadik Omer, shenosa soya b'hin. He has only one big measuring cup. It had a hin, and there were like, or scratches or lines on it. Ad kan lapar v'yad kan layel, ad kan lekevis. There were lines like the picture in Rashi here. It was just lines. It was one big measuring cup, and it had lines when it ended a hin or a chatzi hin. Rabbi Shimon Aymelu hoyu shamin. You don't have to have the measuring of a hin. V'chima hoyu hin meshang. What do you need a hin for in the Beis Hamikdash? Ela rather mido yisera shalugu machza. Where was the 7th measuring cup? That was lugu machza hoysa. Shom Shaboy Hoyu Moidin Leminchas Kohen Gadol. For the Mincha of the Kohen Gadol, used to have 3 lugum, 1.5 in the morning, 1.5 in the afternoon. So used to have a special measuring cup of a lugum machta baboike and a lugum machta ben rabbi. Turn around like this. Sheva midas shalach hoy b'migdash. There were 7 midas for measuring of liquid in the Beis HaMikdash. There was a revius of a hin, a lug, a vachati lug, the lug, or revius hin. So it starts like this. There was a revius of a lug, then there was a chatzi lug, and then there was a lug. That's a 3. Now revius ahin, ushlisha sahin, vachatzi hin, fihin. This was 7 different measuring cups. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. See, goes downwards, upwards. Rabbi Meir said the opposite way. Hin starts out with the biggest measurement. It was a hin, then a chatzi hin, then a shlisha sahin, then a revius ahin. The lug, vachatzi lug, revius lug. Rabbi Shimon Aymer, the Gemara will explain what's not communion, whether you start cheshbing upwards or start the cheshbings downwards. Rabbi Shimon Aymer, lohoyu sham hin, there was no hin in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because mahoyu hin mishamish, what do you have to have a hin for? Nothing was measured in the hin, it only started out with a chatzi hin. So if so, as to me, Ovi Tachtav, Lamaisa, there were 7 measurings. So what do I use for the 7th one? Elamidi Yaseira Shaluga Machta, there was 1 Lugra Machta. And Shom Sheboy Hoyim Moedah Chavitikoin Godol Lugumachsa Voik Lugumachsa Ben Abayim Omuloi Chati Lug Hoyse Shom V'yef Shal Shayim B'chatz Lug. What do you have to have a special one and a half for? He had one with 1 and 1 with a half, so use both of them. Omuloi Machlo Dereyim V'lug Layaser Revius Hoyse Shom. You don't even have to have a Chati Lug, just you have a Revius V'yef Shal Shayim Revius. Ela, what do you have to say is that Klau Hoy B'migdosh that Klisha Meshamash Midizu and the Meshamash Midacheris, that a measuring cup that you use for one measuring, you don't use for another. So here also, the one you use for half has to only be for half of a lug. And the one you use for one has to be only for one complete lug. If you want to measure 1.5, you can't take 1 of both, but rather you have to have a new measuring cup 1.5 looks. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the other side, so just wait till the end of the tape, and then turn over, we'll continue on the other side.